Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Vern Rule. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dennis Martinez. And now, play ball. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich takes first base on ball four. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vukovich moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vukovich throws the ball into Franco, who tags Sheets trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a line drive towards short. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dempsey moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Dempsey moves to third. Dwyer moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dempsey scores. Dwyer scores. Gross moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Ripken moves to second. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Danford pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-1 in the game. Dower takes first base on ball 4. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dower moves to second. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dower moves to third. Dempsey moves to second. Two outs. Fritzy Connolly pinch hits for Wayne Gross. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Connolly reaches second base with a double. Dower scores. Dempsey scores. It's 5-1, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabler. Connolly scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Roenick now playing left field. Fritzy Connolly now playing third base. Mike Young now playing right field. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connolly fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. Willard hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Franco reaches second base with a double. Jacoby scores. Bernazard scores. Carter moves to third. It's 6-3, Orioles. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn strikes out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy Stewart now pitching. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vukovich strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dower hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-1 in the game. Roenick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Dempsey moves to second. Two outs. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-2 in the game. Willard takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Willard moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a line drive towards third. Connolly reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Tom Waddell now pitching. Joe Nolan pinch hits for Dan Ford. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan strikes out. There goes Ripken. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Lynn. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young is walked intentionally. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Rich Dower. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Len Saucotton now playing second base. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Len settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vukovic hits a fly ball into center field. Len settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Von Olin now pitching. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Dempsey strikes out. Willard drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Dempsey out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-2 in the game. Roenick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Brett Butler pinch hits for Jerry Willard. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Len settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.